And welcome back here on Husker Radio. It's Tristan Winder. Please be joined by Jacqueline Gomez, National Weather Service Office in North Platte meteorologist. And Jacqueline, some much-needed precipitation occurring for the area last night.
Yes, definitely. I think everybody enjoyed having a little bit of rainfall across the area.
It was much needed, too, especially for a lot of those producers out there. Obviously, this precipitation is welcome, but does it help the ongoing drought conditions very much, Jacqueline?
Well, right now, you know, we had some plentiful rainfall here of anywhere between, 2 to 4 inches across portions of southwest Nebraska. And areas across the north probably didn't see as much. So if you lived in the northern sand hills, you might not have received much more than about a half inch or so. But we do have a couple more rain chances here this morning. There will be some more rain chances moving through. And then again on Sunday, for those of you across north central Nebraska, you have a chance to see some more rain.
And Jacqueline, last night we know there were some threats for tornadic activity throughout the area as well.
Yes, there was. We were in a tornado watch. There was a chance of an isolated tornado across the area. Thankfully, we did not have any reports of any tornadoes in our county warning areas.
No reports of any tornadoes in the area, it sounds like, but there were some strong chances down in the Chase County area, specifically Imperial. Did they have much impact in terms of other severe weather?
Yeah, they had actually quite a bit of rainfall out there, so they did see some flooding so over the roadways, and I know a lot of the county roads saw a lot of flooding over the roadways as well. So that area saw quite a bit of rain. In a short amount of time, you know, anywhere from 1 to 2 inches within about an hour or two time span there.
So a lot of thunder and lightning occurring for a lot of the area, too. I know I heard quite a bit throughout the evening hours. Has there been a lot of reports of damage from that you're aware of, Jacqueline?
Right now, we haven't received any reports, but I'm sure because many people were probably sleeping overnight, we'll probably hear some later this morning here, from both lightning, flooding. We even had a 71-mile-per-hour wind gust that went across Imperial. So there might be some wind damage as well.
Oh, wow. So looking ahead, Jacqueline, you mentioned it a few minutes ago, there are some chances for increased precipitation here throughout the morning hours and then some throughout the later parts of the weekend as well. Can you tell us about some of those chances and what we can expect specifically in Lincoln County?
Yes. So for Lincoln County, you'll probably see some more showers, maybe even a thunderstorm come through the area early this morning. Probably would get into the North Platte area, between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. and should push out of the area by late morning. And then as far as Sunday goes, the best chance for precipitation will be across north central Nebraska. However, there will still be a chance for some isolated to scattered showers and thunderstorms across the rest of the sand hills, including North Platte.
I know there's a big country concert in Sutherland tomorrow evening, Jacqueline. Is it looking like it's going to remain dry over in that area for that big show?
Yeah, for Sutherland, it doesn't look like there's going to be any precipitation on Saturday evening, so they should remain dry and the concert should go as planned, and everybody should not have to bring a rain jacket or anything.
In Nebraska weather, though, it might not be a bad idea to leave one in the car.
Right, you know.
Jacqueline, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, I hope everybody enjoyed the rainfall. If you have any rain reports, feel free to share them with us.
Jacqueline, we sure appreciate the time. Glad to talk to you this morning.
Thank you. Glad to talk to you this morning.
That again is Jacqueline Gomez, meteorologist with the National Weather Service Office in North Platte. Find our full interview with her on our website, huskerradio.com.